Mr. Meese, it's been a very busy summer for One World Enterprises. Could you tell me a little bit about what you've had going on? In particular, could you talk about the renovation of the Woolery Mill in Bloomington?
Yes. I know it looks like a busy summer. That's kind of the culmination of a busy, probably 2 years. Specifically, the renovation of the Woolery Mill is something that's been in conversation for One World with the owners there for nearly a decade. An architect was engaged to start drawing up plans almost 3 years ago now. And we worked for probably a year and a half on the plans specifically. And then about a year ago, we started in construction for this space.
The Woolery Mill should be opening here. Is that later this summer?
Yep, in the next couple weeks. We'll be opening in the next couple weeks. Of course, it's an event space, so we kind of open when events are booked. And we've been booking events for a while, and we've got events already booking well into the next year and even 2 years out. But our first big event is happening in just a couple weeks.
And could you talk about that? It's a benefit for Riley's?
Yeah, there's an organization called the Red Wagon Brigade that there's quite a bit of history in Bloomington, and they've got a very active group that raises money for Riley. And they approached us about hosting this event at Woolery, and the timing just worked out great.
And then One World has had some other projects going on in Bloomington. In particular, I'm thinking about Hive. Could you tell us a little bit about Hive and about, I understand that you were approached by the IU Foundation to create a space and that ended up turning into Hive. Is that correct or does that mesh with?
That is, yeah, that's accurate. IU Foundation approached us in March of last year, 2017, about creating a restaurant in the building that they own at 10th and the Bypass Shopping Center. And IU was interested in creating an amenity essentially for not only the CIB and UITS that's there now, and there's a lot of IU staff, support staff that work right in that area. And then, of course, the new teaching hospital is just coming under construction. So IU was interested in doing something with a local company and creating something that would serve the population out there. And we just really jumped on the project because we love the location and it seemed like a great deal for us.
There continues to be a number of restaurants at that 10th and the Bypass location. Do you have any idea why IU Foundation or IU would approach One World in particular, particularly with Lenny's just right down the street from the CIB?
Oh, I see. Well, I think they approached us because maybe they understood we like creating new concepts and we like the creative approach to restauranting. Obviously, we weren't just going to create another Lenny's because there is one just right down the street. There are two Asian concepts in the center. One is quite popular, Mama's Korean Restaurant. And the other one is a Chinese restaurant that doesn't really seem to do a whole lot. And I think they approached us because it's a sizable project, and they wanted somebody to create something that would be, you know, be long lasting and sustainable. And that's kind of the way we operate. You know, Pizza X is 35 years old. Lenny's is almost 30 years old. We kind of do things with a long view in mind. And I think they wanted to work with a partner like that.
Mr. Meese, also Lenny's itself, it was announced is going to be, that area is going to be under construction and Lenny's will be moving next door on 10th Street. Can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot that has been defined on that yet. What we know is that Crosstown 1, which is the old part of Crosstown, and Crosstown 2, the newer part where our restaurants are located, both of those buildings are slated to be demolished and renovated in the next several years, with Crosstown 1 being demolished first. And they've already announced that tenants will have to vacate that building as early as the the 1st of August, but they'll give everyone a 30-day notice when that actually is coming. That's the old part of Crosstown. The new part, the part that we're in now, will be demolished sometime later after that, after the new building is built on the old Crosstown 1 site. The developers, which is IU and Weininger Stolberg, obviously are interested in keeping us there, and we'd like to stay there. We just need to figure out the financial realities of that deal, which we're just now starting to explore.
Mr. Meese, is there anything that I've missed or anything that you think our listeners should know about, either with regards to Woolery Mill, Lenny's redevelopment, Hive, or anything else in the One World Enterprises?
Other than this new Lenny's and Pizza X project, we're going to sit tight for a little while and just working on bringing these two infants along and making them great. So don't expect any new projects from us for a while.
Jeff Meese, co-founder of One World Enterprises, talking about the renovation of the Woolery Mill and the establishment of a banquet space in the historic Woolery Mill on the south side of Bloomington. Mr. Meese, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yes, thank you, Wes. Appreciate it.